The World Health Organization has declared Vietnam free of severe acute respiratory syndrome. In Hong Kong and Toronto, SARS outbreaks are tapering off, though new cases still occur. Mainland China is struggling to control its epidemic after a late start. Against this backdrop, there's a growing debate among public health officials about whether SARS can be eliminated or just contained. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Dan Sermont led a team from Doctors Without Borders that helped stamp out SARS in Vietnam. Now he's in Hong Kong. Can the achievement be repeated there and in mainland China?
It's an excellent question. The fact is, we need to find a way. I think there is a practical way to fight against the SARS. We find it in Vietnam. I think there will be a way for Hong Kong, and there will be maybe another way for China. But I think that, and I hope that there is a solution.
Some think the solution will be a vaccine. But in Hanoi, the strategy was straight from public health textbooks. Identify cases, prevent them from infecting others. Trace people they might have already infected, quarantine them. It worked in a country that acted quickly and for an epidemic that totaled 63 cases. Mainland China now reports more than 3,600 cases. Klaus Stuhr of the WHO says the whole SARS battle will be decided in Asia, and particularly in mainland China. He says the world has a choice, either contain SARS or eradicate it.
If we want to live with the disease, we just let it go. We deal with the patients, we wait in hospital for them, we'll treat them, we release them. No, what we're doing is we're trying to prevent the spread. We'll try to intercept or interrupt transmission so that the epidemic will die out.
In other words, eliminate SARS from the earth. Don't wait for a vaccine. Dr. Donald Burke of Johns Hopkins University says the world should embrace that goal.
I'm using the word eradicate. Not everybody likes the word, but I'm using it because I think that should be the target.
It's a big task. Eradication will require interrupting every single chain of SARS transmission. But Burke figures there are fewer than 1,000 of these chains going on right now. With concerted effort in China and Hong Kong, many of those chains will be cut over the next few months. And the world might get a break. If SARS behaves like other respiratory infections, new cases will fall off sharply during the Northern Hemisphere's summer.
So if that's the case, then the most opportune time to eradicate the disease is when it's at its low point. And for this disease, it looks like the low point will be in July and August.
If SARS hasn't been stopped by next fall, there may be a big surge of cases. But many wonder if SARS is already beyond control in China.
It may be too late, but the alternative is to not try. I think the nightmare scenario is going to be if SARS gets beyond China into other poor countries, particularly the poorest countries of the world, in South Asia and Africa and the like, where it will be very difficult to control.
But eradication of SARS is a controversial idea. Some experts believe the SARS virus may hide out in animals and could jump back into humans. So, to eradicate the disease, you'd have to eliminate it in animals or vaccinate humans. That's one reason why Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health is skeptical about eradication.
If you ask me my opinion, do I think we will be able to completely eradicate this? I don't think so. Do I think that somebody is naive to think you can? No, I think it's something we should strive for.
But right now, Fauci is striving for something else. The NIH is going all out, whatever it takes, to develop a SARS vaccine. No one knows how effective it would be, who would get vaccinated, how to pay for it. But everybody agrees there will be no SARS vaccine for humans in the next year, or two, or more. Burke says eradication can't wait for a vaccine.
What I'm doing now is saying what I think. It's controversial and it may not be right, but this is my best guess, and so I'm saying it because I think we've got to act now.
Burke has spent much of his career on AIDS. Lately, he's been thinking of the missed opportunities of the 1980s. If we'd done more to stop HIV then, he says, the world would be a different place today. Richard Knox, NPR News.